The Association of Government Accountants has a new CEO. Ann Eberts leads the association during a time of change, thanks partly to the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA. It puts chief information officers on a rough par with chief financial officers when it comes to budget authority. The financial function itself is under a lot of pressure to help improve agency performance, not just count beans. Ann Eberts is standing by now with Tom at the AGA Government Performance Summit in Washington. Over to you, Tom.
Thank you, Emily. And Ann, it's great to have you on.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I think a lot of people thought that Relman Van Daneker would be with the AGA forever, but here you are.
Yeah, it's just been 7 months and really loving the job.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you come from? What have you done? And how did you get to be CEO of the AGA?
Okay, it's a long path. I've spent 33 years in private sector supporting the federal government, the last 26 years at Booz Allen Hamilton, and I retired the end of May as a vice president in our financial services group. I've been a longtime member of AGA and actually was recruited for the job by an executive recruiting firm, and really glad that I answered the call and went in and chatted with them about the position.
Well, it's a great organization. It does a lot of really good work. So let's talk about the financial function for a moment at the federal level. What do you think the biggest challenges people are facing right now? I mean, it's the same accounting system as it was years ago, but yet they seem to be under a lot of pressure.
Well, I think there's several huge challenges. One is in training the workforce. When we had the sequestration budget cuts, a lot of staff members were not allowed to go to training. And you continue to have, as you mentioned, new regulations, new analytical tools, but people aren't trained to use them. They don't know how to mine the data out of the systems that they really need to talk about things like what we're going to talk about today, which is performance.
And I guess, too, the government uses what's basically, just to put it politely, is a cash accounting system versus the accrual accounting that's often used in mostly used in business, always
right.
used in business. And so maybe the tools for mining may not be as extensive as they are for the standard accrual accounting systems that are used in business.
Well, we have, there's been a modernization effort on financial systems for years now. And in fact, about 15 years ago, that's one of the areas that I started with Booz Allen Hamilton, was looking at how to enable the implementation of ERP systems and modernization systems. As we had a discussion at the CFO-CIO summit last Friday, we talked about waterfall development, long-time processes to develop requirements, change business processes, and then finally implement systems. And it took years and is taking years. And what we really need is a more agile, faster, nimble way to adapt to requirements, to train staff, to leverage technology advances that are hitting us every day, but we're taking years and years to adopt them.
So to do all of that, then, I guess, kind of brings us to FITARA, because for agile development and within cost, within budget development, you really need those CIOs on your side if you're a financial person. But the CIO needs the financial person to know what it is we're building and what the requirements are.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do many implementations without money, and you need to know what the requirements are that you're supporting, and so that the CFO and CIO definitely have to be working together. And this really is a forcing function to make sure that the CIO has a seat at the table in discussing budget priorities for the organization, and for the financial folks to really understand the challenges that technology is facing too.
Now, for all those years you were at Booz Allen, what did CFOs really say about CIOs when they weren't on the same panels together?
Oh, I can't say that. Basically that they wanted to work better, more closely together and really collaborate. And FITARA really puts legislation there to make it happen. And I think in many agencies, it's happening already.
And I imagine a lot of CFOs would rather not be involved in the systems end of things as long as they get what they want when they log on.
Well, I think in many cases around financial systems and budget planning systems, CFOs have stated very, clearly what their requirements are, and they've had to really understand what the needs are of their people to do the job.
So, speaking to CIOs, what do you think is the most important thing they need to understand about the CFO, really the finance and accounting functions? I kind of separate those two, but under the CFO, what should CFOs tell them so that they can best understand what it is that a CFO needs?
Well, I think they need to really focus on what their priorities are for the coming years, not only near term, but long term, because again, technology takes a while to acquire and then implement. So I think they really need to be hand in hand in discussing what the priorities are, how to best implement them, but they also need to be nimble enough to change as required.
We're speaking with Ann Ebert. She's the Chief Executive Officer, newly after 7 months, of the Association of Government Accountants. And I wanted to also ask you about the Data Act, which is in the midst of putting standards around the reporting of financial data for grants and for contracts and so forth. What's your sense of progress there and how you think that might help down the line?
You know, it's, you know, people use the analogy of, you know, building a plane while in flight. And I think with the Data Act, that's where we are. It's moving very quickly. I mean, it sounds like, you know, with a 2-year timeline to really implement, looking at May 2017, time goes by very quickly. Right now, what's happening is at the federal level, they're identifying the data elements and defining those that the federal, state, and local agencies will have to report on them. AGA has been very active in working with OMB and Treasury and the Data Act, and also trying to represent our members at the, again, federal, state, local, academia, really any end user recipient or recipient of federal funds are included in our membership.
Because
so
I think
we're trying to work with them and represent them.
Yeah, because contract information is a little bit further along. I think grant information is where there's a lot of lack of transparency at this point, not a deliberate thing, but it's just hard to see in down the line of the recipients and the recipients' recipients.
Right, and I think one of the challenges initially looking at the Data Act, they're focusing on spending data and making sure that they're transparent at all levels about what money's being spent on. But really, like we're here today for the government's performance summit, it's really about what are the taxpayers getting for their money and how do we report on progress, especially when many of these programs take years and years to really show progress.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about the conference a little bit today.
Okay.
This is not the first time you've teamed up with the Performance Institute.
That's right.
But this one seems to get a little bit more critical year after year.
Well, this one, I think, especially with some of the focus of OMB at identifying what are the specific measures and performance efforts that are going on that are with the next 2 years in the administration. I think the challenge is to show real performance, is to show something that can carry on into the next administration. So this conference is really looking at kind of three major themes: performance in action, advancements in performance, and then performance information and transparency. Back to the Data Act. How are agencies going to demonstrate what the taxpayers are getting for their money, what progress is being made and achieved?
So there's really two sides to performance, if you will. There's the internal process improvement that
right.
agencies have to have, but there's also ultimately the mission delivery, which is the point of all of this process.
That's correct. And I think the challenge that we still have is in the financial or in the program systems that we have. We know how much money we're spending. We know where it's going. We know who's received it. But understanding really what performance improvements are being accomplished is really the tough part, is getting that performance data out of the systems. And then, again, I mentioned training earlier. Training our employees, whether it's, you know, senior managers, mid-level managers, and junior analysts coming into government, how to use these very sophisticated tools that the private sector is really leveraging and harnessing. And it's just taking a little while for the federal government to get up to where the private sector is.
Now, you have spent a career in public finance, which means you like it.
I do.
I cover it, and I bore all my friends at parties, but I'm actually very interested in public finance. I think it's a fascinating topic. But those coming out of the graduate schools and the business schools, and they get from Booz Allen, from all the Ernst & Young and all these companies.
Right, the accounting firms.
Very enticing offers. What is the attraction, would you say, to come into the federal government for someone who is a recently minted finance graduate?
Well, you know, I think right now it's a very exciting time to come into government. First of all, there's a need. You know, we talk about the grain of the workforce. One of the things I mentioned last Friday was that, you know, the average age of the government employee is 47. So if you want to come in and make a difference in some really critical programs, today's the time to do that. You think of housing challenges, you think of Social Security challenges, and you know what's going to be there for us, and certainly for our children that are coming up through the system, you know, as far as retirement goes. We also think that there's an excitement. You know, when you think about the programs in the federal government, I used to tell my children that the best civic lesson I've ever had is really being a consultant with the federal government. I learned something new every day about what was going on in the federal space. So I think it's an exciting time to join. And maybe the pay isn't the same as, you know, the big four or some of the private sectors, but you also don't have the long hours. Being someone who never had a weekend to myself for many, many years, I think the federal sector, where they work very, very hard, they certainly aren't working on proposals at Sunday night at 11 o'clock.
So. All right, no red teaming.
No red teaming.
Ann Eberts is the CEO of the Association for Government Accountants. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.